Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Go Be Wonderful. Go Be Wonderful. It was written by Donna Gephardt. It's illustrated by Francesca Cheza. And oh my goodness, this is the cutest little story. I can't wait to read it. It's read today by Mommy and
Ruff.
Ruff? A puppy dog? Aww, Mommy and a puppy dog. I'm so happy you're here with me today, puppy dog. Can I name you?
Ruff.
Can I call you Rex?
Mm-mm.
Can I call you Spot?
Mm-mm.
Max?
Mm-mm.
Fluffy.
Mm-mm.
Fluffy?
Mm-hmm.
Fluffy!
Mm-hmm.
We got there. Mommy and Fluffy. Here we go. When Daisy was born, Daddy held her close and whispered, "Go be wonderful." And she was. She cried and ate. She cried and slept. And she went poo. And she wiggled through 1,258,364 games of peekaboo. And yes, in the pictures we can see there is a dog, and he does look fluffy. When Daisy turned one, Mommy twirled her and whirled her and sang, "Go be wonderful." And she was. She zoomed her truck. And she dressed the dog. Poor Mr. Bonkers. Oh, that's the name of their dog, Mr. Bonkers. Mm-hmm. And she joined a rock and roll band. And Daisy was the star. And in the picture, we can see what the rock and roll band was. It was Daisy and a bunch of other little babies with pots and pans and spoons, smacking them and making loud noises. Do you know you did that when you were a baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very common thing, I think. When Daisy turned two, Grandma and Grandpa covered her with smooches and said, "Go be wonderful." And she was. She shopped for food. Oh dear, but it looks like she might be disrupting some of them. Do you know when sometimes you're at the grocery store and they stack the vegetables or the fruits up into a great big pile? You're supposed to take from the top of the pile. You're not supposed to pull from the bottom of the pile because that can mess everything up. She fed the dog. Her food, though, which is not good. Human food is not good for doggies. At bedtime, she stomped her foot, crossed her arms, and yelled, "No!" Uh-oh. But she went to bed anyway. After 6 sips of water, 7 sleepy stories, and 1 burpy slurpy kiss from Mr. Bonkers. Oh, he's still in the picture. Good, good, good. When Daisy turned 3, Uncle Jay, Uncle Denny, and Uncle Michael danced a jiggity jig and crooned, "Go be wonderful." You don't have any uncles that are named Jay, Denny, or Michael, but you do have an Uncle Danny and an Uncle Kyle and an Uncle Scott and an Uncle Ben. And an Uncle David, and an Uncle Robert. You got a lot of uncles. Do you know that? It's so true. Okay. And she was. Oh, my goodness. Do you know what happens when you turn 3 is you learn how to use the potty. And that's what she did, too. By that point, you should know. And she took a bath by sliding down a slide and falling into a puddle. Oh, dear. After her second splashy bath, Daisy spun round and round until she was dry and dizzy and plop, toppled over. And then she wiggled and tugged her clothes on all by herself. When Daisy turned 4, her neighbor, Mrs. Myrna, tweaked her cheeks and twittered, "Go be wonderful." And she was. She raked the leaves. She hopped on 1 foot And she rode her scooter all the way to the library where she chose a book all by herself. You do that, don't you? It was time for Daisy to start school. Daddy, Mommy, Grandma, Grandpa, Uncle Jay, Uncle Danny, Uncle Michael, and her neighbor Mrs. Myrna fussed over her. They all said, "Go be wonderful." But Daisy wasn't sure if she'd be wonderful at school. What if she put her brand new lunchbox in the wrong place? What if she put it in the right place, but no one liked her? What if she got lost on her way to the bathroom? What if she cried because she missed Mrs. Bonkers, Mr. Bonkers? What if... Daisy worried about all the things that might happen at school. Here's what did happen. Daisy played peekaboo with Fluffy and Slimy, the class pets. And Fluffy is a mouse or a hamster, it looks like. And Slimy is a fish. And then she put her lunchbox in the almost right place. And she zoomed like a truck at recess and bumped into only two people by accident. At snack time, Daisy shared her bench and she spilled her juice on her new top, but so did Zeta. And she found the potty just in time. Phew. And then Daisy listened as Mrs. Marlowe read a story about a dog who was just like Mr. Bonkers. And it was wonderful. And then Daisy burst from her classroom at the end of the school day and said, "Guess what? I was wonderful." And you know what? Sometimes when you do something for the very first time that you've never done before, you can feel like, I don't know if I'm going to do this well. And you may not. You may not do something well the very first time you try. But here's the thing. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Nobody's perfect at anything right at the very beginning. Sometimes you have to do it more than once. But the greatest part of it is that if you know who you are, loved and wonderful, you can do it, right? And you are wonderful, and you are loved. And that's pretty wonderful to know, isn't it? Yeah. And it is also, do you want to say it? Ruff. Ruff, the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.